One of the most common and useful forms of money magic is for bringing a rapid infusion of money for a specific purpose. There isn't a lot of point in saying, I want a lot of money, I need a lot of money, because it doesn't have the emotion, it doesn't have the urgency that seems to work well with this sparkling, instant kind of magic. The money you get in will regrettably not usually hang around long in your bank account, but it may enable you to keep afloat till payday, to get an urgent repair done on the car, or to buy a new pair of trainers for a child that's come with the heel out and the sole hanging off, and they have to have a new pair by the morning. Money spells of this kind tend to be successful precisely because they are infused with urgency and emotion. Of course, they're not a substitute for budgeting, sadly. And if you call on the cosmos too often to bail you out, the spells do lose the edge of urgency and gradually become less effective. I have found that where money is concerned, simple spells often work the best. Sometimes the money you need will come in the form of an expected but delayed payment, a gift, a rebate, some commission, a bonus, a small prize from a competition you'd forgotten you'd entered. But more usually, the offer of an extra shift or the chance to sell something you no longer need for a good price. This is a spell that uses gold and spices that are very, very much associated with the urgent energies for when you have that temporary cash flow crisis. The spell works best with real gold and gold you have bought yourself. For example, small earrings or a very, very slender ring. If you do not have any gold or you've had to pawn it, buy the cheapest gold-plated earrings or even use a curtain ring or a gold-coloured coin. You'll need a small piece of gold, some powdered ginger, saffron or cinnamon cooking spice in a tub with a shaker at the top, and a very small gold or white purse or bag that you can put your spices